In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Jesus asks a number of questions in the course of his earthly ministry. He asks the paralytic, "Do you want to be healed?" He asks the disciples on the boat, "Why did you doubt?" He asks religious leaders, "Is it lawful or not to heal on the Sabbath?" Jesus asks dozens of questions, perhaps hundreds of questions over the course of his 3-year earthly ministry. But I would submit that one of his most important questions that Jesus ever asks is when he inquires of his disciples, "Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" Now, lots of people held and hold lots of opinions about Jesus, both then and now. And this question is of preeminent importance. But setting aside what anyone else thinks or says, for you, the question is, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that Jesus is? Now, Simon Peter answers, "You are the Christ of God." Simon Peter had heard the words of life. He had seen healings firsthand, including of his own mother-in-law. He'd participated in miracles, such as when they fed the 5,000 families. Simon Peter was there helping. He'd even walked on water himself, at least temporarily. And so when Jesus asks the question, "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter responds with what in his heart of hearts he knew to be true. Jesus is the Christ of God. Now, 1 week before the Passover, Jesus comes to Bethany, where his friend Lazarus had died 4 days previous. And we know what happened. Jesus orders the stone rolled back from the opening of the tomb, and then in a very public way, Jesus raises this 4-day-old corpse from death. He brings his friend Lazarus back to life in front of a great crowd. Any remaining secrecy around the Lord's work was now set aside. People had heard Jesus' life-giving words. Maybe they'd witnessed a miracle. Some might have been healed themselves. Nearly everyone would have known the brewing controversy between Jesus and the religious leaders, who considered Jesus to just be some kind of blasphemous fraud. But now, to witness Jesus raise a man 4 days dead, that calls the question. It was time to decide. The time arrived to answer the ultimate question, "Who do you say that I am?" And we know Simon Peter's answer, "You are the Christ of God." How I approach Palm Sunday reveals my answer. Crowds of people join the disciples in welcoming Jesus into the holy city. They wave their palm branches, they lay down the cloaks before Jesus on the road, and the shouts of celebration, those verbal declarations of Hosanna, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." But behind that surface unity, there's a wide variety of individual motives. In other words, different people are there for very different reasons. The children glorify Jesus in purity of heart, like children do. The disciples, at least 11 of them, and a chunk of the crowd truly believe Jesus is God with us. Some might be there with the same motive of that 12th disciple, "What's in it for me?" And still others might just be caught up in some kind of pack mentality, idle curiosity, or a bit of entertainment for their dreary life. And of course, there are those who outright reject Jesus, his true enemies. But this is the crucial part. The reason that each person is there reveals how they answer the Savior's question, Who do you say that I am? The reason they're there will tell you their answer. And now today, of course, in addition to joining those crowds and celebrating Christ's entry into the holy city, we're also celebrating the entrance of Luke into the baptismal waters, into participation in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You're being sealed with the divine presence and the gift of the Holy Spirit within you. And of course, your entrance into this deeply human and yet holy community of people, each on their own journey to deeper union with God. A people both broken and healed somehow at the same time. People welcoming you with a spirit of profound love and joy. And Luke, when you and your sponsors processed around this baptismal font, around these mysterious waters, you entered an already existing eternal procession, a procession with Christ, led by the cross of Christ. And you're also joining, because of the day, you're also joining the procession of Jesus Christ and his followers entering the holy city. And today, Luke, you enter the holy city with them and with us with them. And you present your Savior not only branches and cloaks, but today you're presenting your whole being, everything you are, your whole self. A little later in the service, you're even going to give a little bit of your hair to show that we give of ourselves, of our own being. And by making those affirmations you made at the beginning of the service, and by accepting burial in the waters of baptism, and by joining this procession already underway, you are accepting and declaring that this Christ of God that Simon Peter declared, you're declaring that's God within you, that's God within you also. And for those of us who have either been in this procession ahead of you or are still contemplating their own path, maybe yet to come, as we witness and celebrate you, Luke, joining this procession, we are reminded of where our own place is in this crowd, in this body of people invited to accompany our Savior into this holy and eternal city. You know, I've been in this procession, as it were, 58 years, give or take. Someone else may have been in it for 1 year. Still another may not be jumping in until a year from now. But the deeper reality is that this procession to abundant life is actually timeless. The years and the days are irrelevant. It's eternal. For each of us, you know, my participation is happening today. It's always today with God. It's happening now, not 58 years ago or even 5 minutes ago. It's a new now, always. And the invitation to walk in the newness of life, as we heard in Romans, is always a now invitation. It's not a yesterday and not a tomorrow. It's a today question, a today invitation. Do I walk in the newness of life today? And in the same way that people showed up to that original Palm Sunday with a myriad of different motives, some perhaps more noble than others, I could have any number of reasons for my participation today. And they could differ even from the reasons I participated yesterday. And of course, my deepest and truest motive will always be revealed in how I answer the Savior's question today. That who do you say that I am? How I answer that today, and not yesterday or last year, but today, how I answered that today reveals why I'm here today. Who do you say that I am is the question that reveals everything. It reveals why I'm holding a palm branch. It reveals why any of us are singing Hosanna in the highest. It's the reason, Luke, why you accepted the waters of baptism. It's why all of us joined in that chorus of amens when you were being sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because at its core, my answer to Jesus' question, who do you say that I am, reveals how deeply I accept the gift of more abundant life, and above all, how deeply I accept and receive the gift giver. Amen.